College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. I would like 2 tickets for the 9 o'clock show this evening.
I am sorry, sir. They are sold out. But we have a few left for tomorrow.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Question 2. I'd love to see a different type of movie for a change. I'm tired of movies about romantic stories.
I agree. Let's go and see a new movie at the Royal Theater. I hear it's a real story of 2 prison breakers.
What kind of movie does the woman find boring?
Question 3. What do you think of Professor Brown's lecture?
The topic was interesting, but the lecture was much more difficult to follow than I had expected.
What does the woman say about the lecture? Question 4. I'd like to have a talk with your director sometime this week. Could you arrange it for me?
He's rather busy these days, but I'll see what I can do.
What is the man asking the woman to do? Question 5. Why did Margaret call yesterday?
She wanted to pick up some magazines she'd lent me.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 6. You seem to have a lot of work to do at your office. You're always staying late and working overtime.
That's true, but it's no bother to me. The work is interesting, I don't mind extra hours at all.
How does the man feel about his job?
Question 7. Well, the holidays will soon be here.
Yes, isn't it exciting? By this time next week, we'll be on a plane.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 8. What happened to you? You're so late.
The bus I took broke down in front of the hospital, and I had to walk from there.
Why was the woman so late? Question 9. It's such a beautiful day. Why not sit out in the backyard for a while and enjoy it?
I'd love to, but there is a lot of laundry to do.
What will the woman probably do? Question 10. I believe you have a room to let?
That's so, yes. Won't you come in?
What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Compound Dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7. With the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Very few people can get a college degree before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old. Earning an architecture degree. Now at 11, Michael's working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, I'm 11. I've never been in love before. Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the then 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's like every other kid.
Now, the passage will be read again.
Very few people can get a college degree before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael's working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11. I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the then 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's like every other kid.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
Very few people can get a college degree before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael's working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11. I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the then 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's like every other kid. With a then 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's like every other kid. This is the end of listening comprehension.